So here is a tolerability heat map of available second generation antipsychotics examining weight gain, somnolence, and akathisia. Number needed to harm represents an estimate of how many patients needed to be randomized to a particular medicine versus placebo before expecting to encounter an adverse event you'd rather avoid. So, for example, weight gain of at least 7% is an outcome we would rather avoid. And if the number needed to harm is a high number, large number, then we won't encounter that adverse event very frequently. If it's a very low number, then yes, we would. So, for example, the number needed to harm for weight gain of at least 7% for olanzapine versus placebo is a 6. It's highlighted in red. That means for every 6 people who were randomized to olanzapine instead of placebo in the randomized controlled trials and people with schizophrenia, for every 6, there would be one additional patient experiencing weight gain of at least 7%. That's often enough for us to experience this in day-to-day clinical practice. At the top of the list here is lumateperone, with a number needed to harm of 122, which means it took 122 patients to be randomized to lumateperone versus placebo before expecting one additional patient with that degree of weight gain. Lower numbers in red mean so-called danger. You will encounter this more frequently. Green means clear sailing ahead. You probably will not encounter this problem. And we can see that there's a smattering of red and green, and then the in-between of intermediate risk.